every year a group of fifth years goes over to Zambia with Habitat for Humanity to build houses. So I was lucky enough to be chosen at the start of the year. And there's a big emphasis on servicing Gonzaga and being a man for others. So I threw myself into the fundraising, really enjoyed it. And we got over there, it was brilliant. But when we were leaving, we came across an orphanage run by an Irish guy over there in Cabway. It was made all the more poignant by the fact we had just driven through the town that the orphanage was in and seen a lot of kids come up to us, ask us for money, and we couldn't really do anything. But then we came to the orphanage and the kids were all playing football, all, you know, getting their three meals a day. But he then told us that they can only afford to keep them there until 13. So they were thinking of building a secondary school. So I felt compelled to help him out. And when I got back, I threw a few football tournaments and all that kind of stuff. But I found family and friends aren't a bottomless well of capital. So I had to think of a way of giving them something that something more transactional that they could get some value and then also give value back. And that's where I thought of these Cabware hoodies. I designed the design based on my time over there with some help from a friend of mine, and then we started selling the hoodies.
So just let me tell people, these are hoodies that most teenagers would wear and adults. Got a hood and it's like a sweatshirt, but on the back there's a beautiful design, lovely big picture. Talk me through the picture, because it's really nice.
It kind of tells the story of what we're trying to do. There's a kid here in the middle, and on one side we have the lead mines of Cabwe, where a lot of kids have to work. And then on the other here we have the orphanage and the kind of a chance of a brighter future and more sustainable employment, long-term employment.
Yeah, and the guy's got like a rucksack on his back, which could be a school bag as well, couldn't it?
Yeah, so he's heading in the right direction.
Heading in the right direction toward the school. And you have the beautiful sun. It's very African. The colours remind me of some of those prints you would see in Zambia on the material. It's beautiful. And the green grass leading up to the school and the orphanage, and then the grey black soil leading to the lead mines. So you have that printed on the back and people can buy these. So you presumably you mass produce the hoodie, you then get this lovely picture printed on the back and you sell it. So what's the profit margin and what are the prices here?
So we get them made for 15 and then sell them for 35. The 20 euro that we make just all goes directly to charity. To this, the charity's called Zamda Ireland, and that funds the orphanage.
Had you to put any money into this to start off to get them made before you sold them?
Yeah, I did. I worked two jobs in the summer, so I kind of used most of that and put that in.
So what two jobs did you work at?
I worked in a kind of salad bar, a really nice place, Nut Butter, just opened up in Grand Canal Dock. That was really my first job, and then at the horse show as well, selling magazines.
So you got the money from that, and instead of spending it on yourself, you went and you put it into getting your first batch of hoodies made, is that right?
Well, obviously I spent a bit on myself. I went to Paris in the summer, but most of it I spent getting the first batch of hoodies. Yeah, we've done quite well so far, so it's been definitely been a worthwhile investment.
Okay, so tell me the figures. How much have we raised? How many hoodies have we sold?
We've sold around 200 hoodies and raised like over 4,000 euro for charity, but there's a long way to go. I think a secondary school, which is what we're trying to save up for, usually costs for anywhere from 40 to 60 grand, so that's the ultimate goal. But I think if this idea continues to spread, as ideas like this can, then, you know, I feel we could get there.
Absolutely, because, I mean, you take that cost, that's not a huge amount for a school compared to what you'd pay here in Ireland.
Yeah, no, it's a big impact you can have for not so much of a cost.
And would you be involved in building of that? Tell me about the building you did over there.
So it was 2 weeks building. It was very hard physical labour, and the builders over there are incredible. They don't stop. and they have to mix all the cement manually. Yeah, it's hard work.
In the heat, how warm was it?
High 20s, 30s maybe. Yeah, you get an appreciation for how easy we have it over here.
That must have been a bit of a shock, all right. I mean, even lifting a shovel can be very heavy, isn't that right? What were you doing?
Yeah, a lot of mixing cement with the shovel. I had blisters on my hands to account for that. And digging, bricklaying, that was the easy job. Also bringing stuff back and forth with the wheelbarrow. But it was great fun, and with a lot of my friends and the teachers as well. And then there's also the little kids from the neighbourhood who would kind of keep you entertained while you built.
Right, what would they do?
They'd just be messing around, trying to grab on the guy to you. They're very friendly.
And for you yourself, Will, like, you're 18 now, you're an adult. Mm. What impact did it have? It is a big transition from a really lovely school in a leafy suburban Dublin to be working with people who have so little and have to work so hard for any scrap of education.
There is a lot of talk about servicing Gonzaga, but it wasn't until I kind of went to Zambia that my eyes were opened to the need that there is and the privilege that we're so lucky to have. And I think it gave me a greater appreciation for the idea of being a man for others and using my talents or gifts or influence to try to make the world a more just place.
And that's very much the Jesuit ethos, isn't it? The Ignatian, yeah. Being a man or person for others. So that became real and concrete for you.
Yeah, pardon the pun, concrete. yeah, definitely did. And it's become something that I see myself devoting my life to, a strong service aspect.
Really? So yeah. You think it's going to influence your career choice now? What are you thinking of?
Well, it's difficult to say, but I see a lot of great philanthropists, and there's Scott Harrison, who started Charity Water, even the founder of Tom's, Blake Mikoski, who every pair of shoes they sell, they give one away. They're kind of people I look up to, and obviously Peter McVerry here in Dublin. Definitely want to first probably develop my business skills, if that's the arena I enter, but use it in a way that instead of causing inequality, as business usually does, brings people closer together.
That's a great thing to have. So let's get a plug in for these hoodies. Well, they're lovely and they're warm and they're good quality. I'm going to say that for sure.
Yeah.
Colours, all different colours and sizes?
Yeah, we have pink, white, black and navy, from small to extra large. And they're all €35.
And €20 of that goes to your school in Zambia.
Yeah, exactly. That's a big part of it. And then coming up to the summer, we're looking to release summer items like caps, t-shirts, cutoffs as well. So if you're not into hoodies, maybe check out the website soon enough, and they'll be up there. The website is www.cabware.com.
Cabware, spell that.
K-A-B-W-E-A-R. The town where the orphanage is called Cabway, so Cabware was kind of a natural extension, yeah.